Welcome to the BeginnerTriathlete.com podcast, episode number 3. My name is Jeremy Vaughn from Triathlon Radio at TriathlonRadio.com, and this podcast is brought to you by When Big Boys Try at WhenBigBoysTry.com. Get the humorous, inspirational book by Michael Page titled When Big Boys Try. Also, check out the comprehensive American Medical Society for sports medicine articles on injuries at beginner triathlete. D3Multisports.com brings dozens of detailed training plans to BeginnerTriathlete.com subscribers. Just go to BeginnerTriathlete.com, click on Training Plans to view the list, become a gold member to get online coaching with these plans. Today we're talking to Corey Farrell, a.k.a. Go Corey, in the forums. Corey and I discuss his big goals for the future, his schedule as a student, and much more. So enough of me. Let's talk to Corey. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. I'm a senior. I'm going to be a senior at Rio Mesa High School in Oxnard, California.
Okay.
I've been racing triathlon for, did my first when I was 10. So about 6 years I've been racing. I have two sisters. They're both younger. They both do a little bit of racing, but they're not really that into it.
I'm
ranked fifth in the nation for ITU racing, and I'm not really sure if I'm going to use that ranking, but I'm sure it's top three right now. And I think that's about it. I don't really know what else to tell you.
You just had a race yesterday.
Yep, Santa Barbara Triathlon.
And how'd that go?
It went good. I'm pretty sure I had the result turn up yet, but I had the top five bike split overall.
Nice.
I ended up 16th place overall and first in the 19 under division by, I think, an hour and a half.
And wow.
It was a good race. The first half of the run went really well. Then at mile five, I just kind of hit it. And I was just like, oof, went downhill from there.
How long was this race? What kind of race was it?
It was just kind of its own distance. It was a mile swim, a 35-mile bike, and a 10-mile run.
Huh.
So it was just kind of its own little thing.
Yeah. Have you done that one before?
Yeah, I did it last year in 2005.
Okay.
And that was my first year doing that.
And how many races do you do in a year?
In a year, I probably do about maybe 15 races.
Okay, and how long have you been keeping up that pace?
Last year was like about the first year where I started really racing a lot, just to get as many points as I can and get my ranking as high as possible.
Right.
But this year has probably been the most racing I've ever done. Just a lot of it.
Do you have what kind of goals do you have with getting your ranking as high as possible?
Just to get the ranking really high, to get All American and ITU racing. Next year would just be to go to Junior World. I just missed out on it this year. And next year I think it's in Hamburg, Germany.
Oh, very cool.
And, so that's one of them for next year.
That's the one you said you're 16th right now?
Well, right now in the nation I'm ranked 5th.
Okay.
In the nation. But I got 16th yesterday.
Okay. I'm getting my numbers confused. And then there's some specific races, I'm guessing, that you have to do to qualify?
Yeah, it's just like the Junior ITU series.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big one is Junior Nationals.
Okay.
And Junior Nationals is kind of pretty much the qualifying race. That'll be the race I need to do good at next year. That'll be my main race.
And whenabouts is that?
That will be August 7th. So I have about a year for that.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So you started racing 6 years ago at the age of 10. You have two sisters that do it a little bit. Do your parents race?
My dad was the one who kind of got me into racing. He's done two Ironman. He did Ironman California when they had it back in 2000.
Okay.
And Ironman Arizona in 2005. But he doesn't really race anymore. He was never like, he never really got competitive in it.
Right.
And my mom doesn't race. She just doesn't like to ride a bike. she's the runner.
Okay. But she's still, she's active.
Yeah, she does the 50-mile runs.
Oh, the ultra marathon.
Ultra marathon, yeah.
Oh, well, very cool.
Yeah.
So very active.
Yeah, my grandpa does them too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, he did do them before his knees were.
Right.
His knees are bad now.
So what made you do triathlon? How come you didn't end up as just a really long distance runner?
I have no idea, really. It was just kind of like 2 days before a race. This is a little local race.
Mm-hmm.
Dad was like, do you want to do a triathlon? I was just, all right. I was just kind of thrown into it a little bit. And I've liked it ever since.
So 2 days before the race, you decided to do it?
Yeah, just on a mountain bike and just cruised it. Never really did anything special.
Had you already been swimming, I'm assuming?
Nope, nothing.
Really?
Kind of pop right into it.
And here you are.
Yeah. It's been a lot of work.
Yeah. Have you tried other sports?
Yeah, I played water polo for 2 years.
Okay.
And I was really into that. But then I just figured if I wanted to do a lot in triathlon, then why don't I just quit water polo and run cross country instead, because my run splits weren't very good back then.
Okay.
And that was when I was about 14 and 15.
Right.
When I played. So I was just, I'll have to quit water polo and just start running cross country and track.
So triathlon is definitely your focus then?
Yeah, it's all my focus right now.
And you mentioned that you want to go to Hamburg.
Yep.
And beyond that, what kind of things are you thinking of?
After that, like just racing U23 races and get to U23 Worlds.
Uh huh.
When I'm 20, I guess, when I'm done with junior racing, then after that, I would just kind of have to see where it goes with there, and just see if I have unsuccessful U23, see where I rank in there, and then maybe race as a pro.
Okay. And so that's kind of like where you'd like to see yourself. If you're able to perform at that level, you'd like to go pro.
Yeah, just race on the elite ITU circuit.
And
travel all around and race.
What are the longest races that you do these days?
The longest race I do right now is just a half Ironman.
Okay.
And that's just Wildflower.
Oh, I've just Wildflower, that. Right?
Yeah, it's a tough race. I've been doing that since I was 14.
Is that right? So you've done it 2 or 3 years?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
It's
a tough race.
Yeah. Okay, so you must have to do a lot of training with all this.
Yeah.
What do your classmates think?
They don't really like understand like how hard it is. Like the cross country kids that I run with,
uh-huh.
They know, because they just think about just in a sprint race having to swim and bike and then run a 5K.
Right.
And they're just like, I don't know, you can do that. But then other kids are just like, oh, whatever that is. They don't really know what it is.
A triathlon?
Yeah.
Right.
They think it's like a decathlon in the Olympics or something. Like, they don't really know.
So since you are going back into school, when you're in school, what is a normal day look like for you?
A normal day, I wake up at about 5 in the morning, go swim for an hour and a half or whatever with the swim team, go to school, then run with cross country after school.
Mm-hmm.
For however long we're supposed to do it, just kind of depends. And then after school, go on a bike ride, maybe about an hour and a half maybe. Then after that, I go swimming from 5 to 7.
So on a normal day, you swim twice and bike and run?
Yeah.
Every day or 5 days a week?
Yeah. Well, like 6 days.
Okay.
And then active recovery on Sundays.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And so does that mean you're on the swim team and the cross country team?
I'm not on the school swim team. I'm just on a club swim team.
Oh, okay.
I used to be on the swim team, but I just decided I'll just run track, just kind of focus on that, get my running.
Right.
Where it needs to be for ITU.
And do you do meets with the club swim team?
No, I don't do any meets. I would like to do them,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just like, they're on weekends and stuff, and they take so long
right.
that I can get a lot better of a workout in.
So when you're training for swimming, are you training like you're on a swim team, or are you training more like you're training for triathlons?
I'm just training with them like I'm on a swim team.
Okay.
Like, I do all their workouts and stuff. They just treat me like a regular, like, swim team kid.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, they don't give me any special workouts. But they, like, they do help me when, like, I have, when I had junior nationals, he gave me a kind of a little training plan that I can have, like, the last month, just kind of prepare.
Right.
The longer swim. So, it helps.
Interesting. And with, do you have coaches outside of those teams at all?
Yeah, I have a triathlon coach. And he gives me all my training plans and stuff. And that's probably, like, the biggest thing that helps, just so I can get everything, kind of see it all laid out.
Right.
So
how far out in the future do you guys plan?
For junior nationals, we were planning for about, I want to say about 3 months ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
To just kind of plan and just focus on that one race. But then just for smaller races, it's just kind of like, oh, you have a race in 4 weeks, do this, and you'll be fine.
Right.
Just kind of add some stuff to it.
So your smaller races, are you doing much taper for those, or are those just another training day?
Just like the smaller races, I just kind of think of it as just race preparation, just kind of get my legs back and stuff for the bigger races.
Yeah.
Kind of get back into racing mode.
And but, go ahead.
That was it.
Okay, so what races would you say you do most of?
Distance.
Right.
Most distance. This year it's been sprint races, a lot of them.
Okay.
Because that's what the junior ITU distance is.
Oh, okay.
Just sprint, so I've been doing a lot of those.
To get your score up.
Yeah.
And what race would you say you enjoy the most?
I really like half iron distance races, just because it's not all speed.
Mm-hmm.
It's more kind of like how smart you race and just kind of a strategy type thing, I guess.
Right.
But, so, I like half, probably, half iron.
And is that your most successful? Do you rank the highest at those, or do you rank high at all of them?
I don't really know any other kids that race half Ironman.
Okay.
I only know of, like, three of them. And it's not really a ranking, though.
That's
like,
true.
I place better in the sprint races just because I'm younger, and at a half iron distance races, you get the older guys who are fast.
Right.
Like, they just, the sprint races I'm more successful in, but I just like half more.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, now what type of bike do you ride with?
I ride a Cervelo Soloist Carbon.
Ah.
Just a road bike. I have the whole time trial thing. I have the Kestrel Talon.
Uh-huh.
With the full aero bars on it and the disc wheel on the back, but those things are so uncomfortable, and you can't really go out on training rides with them that well, and it's just, so I don't think I'll ever go back to a tri bike.
Really? To race or train, huh?
Yeah. And I have to have a road bike so it can be legal for the racing I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because ITU, you can't have regular aero bars, and your bars can't be past the brake hoods and stuff like that.
Oh,
all these rules.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. got the good bike. Stay with that.
So now, do you have any sponsors or anything? Anybody that helps you pay for this?
We have just a bunch of people that my grandpa knows, and they all just kind of help me out with money and stuff, mm-hmm. just so I can get pay for race and tree fees and stuff.
Right.
Just little things I might need for the bike that might break or something. And then the team sponsors that just come with my team that I'm on right now.
Yeah.
That's Rudy Project, Blue 70 Wetsuit, Speedo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how far do you travel for races?
Wherever the race is. Junior Nationals this year was in Connecticut, so we went over there.
Mm-hmm.
Last year they were in Washington. So we travel, we'll travel for a big enough race, but if like the race isn't that big, then we won't.
Right. So you end up doing a lot around California?
Yeah, mostly around Southern California and stuff.
And there's generally not a shortage of races.
No, there's tons. I can't make it to all of them.
What's been your favorite race so far?
Favorite race? I really like Carpinteria Triathlon. But probably Wildflower, just because it's the whole like scene up there and everyone's really into it.
Yeah.
Just like a big festival type thing.
Big triathlon party.
Yeah, it's just a big party. Everyone's having fun and stuff. And it's a good time. You have a lot of friends up there that you know and stuff.
Yeah. And what's your most difficult race?
Most difficult race? Wildflower again. It's just like, it's just one of those races where you can just feel really bad, but then do really good in it.
Okay.
It's kind of one of those weird races that you don't really know why that happened.
Right. Now I've not actually been there, but I understand that it's got some pretty crazy hills in there, huh?
Yeah. Right at mile 45 on the bike is a nasty grade.
Yeah.
And that thing's just killer. Not only because it's super steep, but just because that mile 45 and your legs are already a little tired. And just takes more out of you. And the run's really hilly, too. And
So since you do races in California, I'm going to assume that you do quite a number of ocean swims.
Yeah, mostly ocean.
So how would you compare swimming in the ocean to swimming in the lake?
Oh, it's a huge difference. Like, Junior Nationals last year was in a lake, and it was just really fast and smooth and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like swimming in a pool, and it was really nice. But then you get to ocean, you just have to deal with the current and the waves, and it's just a whole different thing. Kind of have to, before an ocean swim for a big race, you just kind of have to go get used to it.
Right.
Because I'm used to swimming in a pool and stuff. So
how do you get used to it?
Go out there maybe a week before and just start swimming in it. Just get some time in the ocean.
Yeah.
Mainly.
So would you say that different races are in different locations? The ocean swim is different, or just is ocean swimming?
It's definitely different. Like at Pacific Grove Triathlon.
Uh huh.
In the water, it's just filled with seaweed, so it's just different, you know. It's a whole different swim, really. You're just kind of crawling through the seaweed.
Right.
Then Junior Nationals this year was on the East Coast, and there's an ocean swim.
Uh huh.
In the Sound, I guess, and the water was like flat. There were no waves or anything. There's still some current. And you get over here, you just have these huge waves and the current and everything, and it's just completely different.
Huh. So does it taste different on the East Coast than the West Coast?
The water?
Yeah.
Yeah, the water on the East Coast is really salty. That was like the first thing I noticed. I saw this water salty.
That's hilarious.
It's different.
I've never swam in the Atlantic.
Yeah. It was weird.
Huh.
Bunch of like jellyfish and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't really see that over here.
So do you float better?
I didn't notice.
Oh, okay.
I never really paid attention to it, I guess.
Interesting. Now, you have a website, right?
I do.
Well, tell us about your website.
It's www.gocorey.com, and it's mainly just for people to just kind of see how I'm doing. I post my race results, some pictures on there, and I try to post it on it as much as often as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had that now for maybe about 2 years.
Okay.
So just kind of gradually building.
And how'd you come up with Go Corey?
My dad just thought of it. Like, it was going to be like CoreyFarrell.com, but I guess that name was already taken.
Oh.
And because my dad yells a lot at races
uh-huh.
at me. Like, and that's the one thing he says, just Go Corey. So
okay.
We just picked that name.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's got a, there's Go Jessie, and she does pretty well.
Yeah, I've seen hers before.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, she kind of has the same name concept as me, but.
Right. So do you have Go Corey across your tri suit also?
No, I don't have that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know she does.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But maybe when you're a superstar like she is.
Maybe.
Is anything else? Anything else you wanted to talk about?
I can't think of anything.
No? If they see you, if they see you at a race, they can yell "Go Corey!" Also.
Yes, they. I've had people do it before. People I don't even know. It's just like, how do you know my name?
Right.
And it's just kind of like, oh, you just kind of figure it out at the end.
So somebody that's your age that's thinking about getting into triathlon, what would you say to them?
Don't take it too seriously. Don't get so overwhelmed by it that. Because if you do, you'll eventually just get tired of it and not want to race anymore. And you don't need the best of everything to race. Like, you can ride a mountain bike if you want and just have running shoes, wear that the whole race, and a t-shirt if you want.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of fun. You'll get, after your first race, you'll get just kind of, like, drawn into it a little bit more and just enjoy the competing. So
stay balanced and just race with what you need. You don't need the best.
You don't need all the best stuff. Just kind of, because eventually you'll get it, and you'll get more into it when you can just buy more stuff when you get older. You don't outgrow it.
All right. That sounds like great advice.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, no worries.
And good luck. When's your next race?
My next race is Pacific Grove Triathlon, September 10th.
Okay.
And that's in Monterey.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Well, good luck on that.
Good. All right, thank you.
And I think you post your stuff at beginnertriathlete.com also.
Yeah, I do.
So, and we didn't even really talk about that, but thanks again. And
all right.
Great job and good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Corey. In case you didn't glean it from this interview, Corey Farrell is the name you need to write down so you can say years from now, you heard it here first. All right. Support BeginnerTriathlete.com and become a performance member to get detailed training plans, exclusive articles, and enhanced training log features such as graphs, advanced editing functions, training plan analyzer, 5-day weather forecast feeds, and an equipment tracker. Just click on the Our Services link for details on memberships. Also, check out Triathlon Radio at triathlonradio.com for more podcasts about triathlon. Subscribe to this podcast at www.podcast.beginnertriathlete.com and keep an eye out for more great fellow members on the BeginnerTriathlete.com podcast. Thanks for listening.